So with Madut, a catch. Listen, man, we know about your talent on the court. We'll get there. But 11 years in Australia, you were born in South Sudan. It's obviously not like you just showed up at USF. Take people through kind of your upbringing, and it was a long trip to get here.
It definitely was a long trip to get here. So the journey started, I was born in South Sudan. I moved to Uganda when I was like 2 years old, and then moved to Australia. I grew up in Melbourne. I went to elementary school over there. It's called primary school, actually, in Australia. So like I started from first grade all the way to eighth grade, and then moved to Sarasota to Victory Rock Prep. Sure. Coach Jackson, really great coach, helped me get better and prepare for the player that I am right now. And then came here in 2018. Coach Gregory recruited me to come here. Him and Coach Herrian recruited me to come here. Committed to USF June 2018, so it was actually in the summertime. Came on campus like a month or two later after I committed. So it was really like a quick transition from like deciding to come here and just knowing this was the right fit for me.
Okay. Well, you skipped a couple steps about playing basketball growing up. Like, when did you start to become like that was your sport? Because I know there's other options over there, right?
Okay. Yeah, I should have told you that. I'm sorry.
So, no, you're fine. So, you're fine. We got time.
So, really, I used to play soccer when I was growing up. Everybody in my family and, like, all my friends where I grew up in Fitzroy. It's a small suburb in Melbourne. So, like, I grew up in the flats, and then every day we used to go to the park and play soccer. All my friends played soccer, my brothers and stuff like that. So it was just like a sport everybody played. Nobody really played basketball. And then
nobody
played
basketball. I'm a big soccer guy, so I can appreciate this.
So I used to love soccer. Ronaldo's my guy. I love
him. You know what?
Ronaldo fan.
I pattern my hair after him, if you can't tell. But no, that's good to know, man.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
So I used to play soccer. And then like by the age of like probably 11 or 12, a few of my friends started playing basketball. I didn't play basketball. I used to still play soccer. And then, like, around 12-ish, I started, like, playing basketball with them at school and stuff like that. Just, like, kind of, like, outside, just having fun with it. And then, like...
Not serious?
Yeah. And then one day, my brother started playing basketball before I did. So he was like, he about to go to practice on Sunday morning. I didn't have a game that day for soccer. We had a bye. So he was like, I should go with him since I had nothing to do that day.
Wow.
So I went with him. And then I was like, I was over there. I met the coach. His name's Eric. I'll never forget. He was like, I think you should play basketball. I got a spot for you right now if you're going to play. And, like, honestly, me playing basketball already with my friends and stuff, I knew it was going to be a fun experience, like, just in terms of, like, having something else to do besides play soccer as a kid. So I was like, all right, that's fine. I started practicing with them. The first game, played pretty well. I got hurt, but then I kept playing. But that's like the type of player I am. That's like who I am. Like, I can play through a lot of stuff.
So you were just goofing around. And when did you start to think any concept at all of, you know, I could play in college in basketball? Or did you have that concept?
The funny thing is, right, when I told you that same year when I was on the team that I was put on by my brother's coach, my coach asked the players, like, what do you guys want to do? And then, like, a few of my teammates, like, they want to come and play, like, college basketball and stuff like that. But that was never my dream because I was, like, still the mindset of playing soccer. So I was like, I'm just here for fun and stuff like that. And then, like, around 13, that's when I really started getting better at basketball. I got really good.
Okay.
And I started dunking at 13. So, like,
okay.
And by that time, my brother had came to Victory Rock.
Yep.
So I was still in Australia. So like a lot of his friends were like, yo, your brother's like really getting good. I think you should like get him over there. Like, it's going to help his game and stuff like that. And then when I did come over in 2014, I still at the start when I first got here, it wasn't really a thought of like playing college basketball. It was just like more of like just continue to get better pretty much. I wasn't really thinking of that. And then like my sophomore year, I kind of like started getting interest from other schools and stuff, and that's when I was like, oh, like this could really like happen for me and stuff like that. And that's when I started working a lot harder, and I guess it just worked.
Wow. So at 13, you're dunking.
Yeah.
At 13, I'm thinking about Dunkin' Donuts. So yeah, you know, we're very close there. Now, as far as this team goes, you know, I've seen your confidence grow. But where do you feel you fit in on the team? Because you have so much talent around you. It's not like you have to be the superstar.
I kind of like that, like, because everybody gets a chance of, like, playing good. And I would like to see my teammates win. So, like, and doing so many different things. We can all like match together because we're so cool off the court and on the court. We don't really bump heads or like who's doing this, who's doing that. We're like, oh, let's find a way to win. And not a thing for like for me to worry about like for me or my own shots. It's like our whole team, basically.
Awesome. But at the same time, what are you feeling the coaches saying, hey, we're going to rely upon you more to do certain things? And if so, what are those certain things?
Most definitely, because like I've been here for 3 years now, so I wouldn't expect anything less. Like, okay. As the time goes on, day by day, they expect more from me. So I got to like put in more. You feel me?
Yeah.
I definitely have to put in more because they're expecting more. I've been here for 3 years. I'm one of the older guys now in the program. And of course, I'm expecting more for myself too. So that's not an issue too.
Good. But thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.